President's new war with Democrats.
He really wants us to divide us against each other.
ICE raids in major cities.
I feel like scared every day. I don't know what to do.
Storm loses punch but lingers.
Heavy rainfall could lead to flash flooding.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump labels four women in Congress radicals in tweets this morning, keeping up a line of attack that appears to be aimed at dividing Democrats. Earlier, he said they should go back from where they came. CBS's Paula Reed.
Democrats swiftly denounced the president's tweets.
I believe he's racist because he demeans women of color. He demeans people of color.
The president was apparently referencing four female freshman House Democrats known as the Squad. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Minnesota's Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. All four are American citizens. Only one of the lawmakers, Congresswoman Omar, was born outside the country. She was born in Somalia and became a U.S. citizen in 2000. All the women responded on Twitter, with Omar saying, "As members of Congress, the only country we swear an oath to is the United States. You are stoking white nationalism." President Trump's tweets came amid a rift in the Democratic Party that's been brewing since the passage of the emergency border aid package. The freshmen all voted against the bill, and the battle between them and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has escalated in recent days. But Pelosi was quick to defend the women on Sunday, saying the president's call reaffirms his plan to make America great again has always been about making America white again.
Well, this is the week immigration raids are expected in major cities. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in South Florida.
Immigration activists around the country are springing into action to help those threatened by the planned deportation arrests.
We know our rights and we are organized.
The expected crackdown is causing concern in immigrant communities around the country and here in South Florida. Pastor Howard Hardin says he's encouraging his congregation to support one another.
I think everybody knows someone who's affected by this, and I think every church is the same.
So far, sources tell CBS News activity has been limited to New York City, where immigration and customs enforcement agents knocked on doors this weekend, but there were no arrests.
It could have been a lot worse, is the feeling in southern Louisiana after Hurricane Barry. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
Beyond lucky, we were spared. It seemed as those bands moved closer to New Orleans, it seemed to just go around us.
I'm Jim Crisil in Jackson, Mississippi. While Barry is still dumping heavy rain in parts of the mid and deep south, the storm did not cause the disastrous floods that were predicted. People are still being told to be vigilant. Mississippi Emergency Management Director Greg Michael.
The weather can always turn very bad very quickly, to always take heed of weather alerts and alerts from the emergency managers.
There continues to be a tornado threat with the remnants of Barry. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, now to New York City, where they're still trying to pinpoint the cause of Saturday night's power outage that stranded people in elevators and subways and stopped the show on Broadway and at Madison Square Garden.
Obviously, we're going to reschedule this show. There's the alarm going off telling everybody in the announcements.
Jennifer Lopez's MSG show was affected. Mayor Bill de Blasio's facing criticism for being in Iowa campaigning for president at the time.
You have to be in charge wherever you are. It's as simple as that.
A new report shows a dramatic rise in depression among the Gen X population. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
In the 10 years between 2007 and 2017, depression among U.S. teens rose by nearly 60%, with girls three times more likely than boys to be severely depressed. The Pew Research Center says 13% of kids aged 12 to 17 experienced at least one major depressive episode in the past year. About 6 in 10 report feeling pressure to get good grades. Roughly 3 in 10 report pressure to look good and fit in socially. Steve.
Political pressure is mounting on the governor of Puerto Rico, Pedro Rosselló. CBS's David Begno is on the island where people close to the governor have stepped down in a new scandal.
Overnight, fireworks right in front of the governor's mansion were a show of protest. Demonstrators are demanding that the 40-year-old governor resign.
De perdón.
Sunday morning, as his political support was collapsing around him, the governor went to church saying he had sought forgiveness. The leaked chat room conversations between the governor and 11 others are laced with profane, homophobic, and sexist comments, and in one case, talk of violence against the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulín Cruz. The governor's chief financial officer, Christian Sobrino, wrote, "I'm dying to shoot her up." The governor responded, you'd be doing me a big favor. Carla Minette leads Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism, which published 889 pages of the conversations.
They were part of a conspiracy to persecute people because of political beliefs.
American Airlines says it's going to keep grounded Boeing 737 MAX jetliners out of its schedule till at least November 3rd, 2 months longer than first planned. Superlatives have been exhausted after a grueling Wimbledon final.
For nearly 5 hours, two of tennis's all-time greats, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer, put on an exhaustive, epic display of tennis. There were spectacular shots, spectacular saves. Each had chances to win. Federer had two match points in the decisive fifth set, but could not convert. It came down to a fifth-set tiebreaker, a first ever in a final at Wimbledon.
It's over. Novak Djokovic.
In the end, Djokovic came out on top.
It was probably the most demanding, mentally most demanding match I was ever part of.
For Federer, obvious disappointment.
I know that I did well, you know, and how close I was.
As for the fans watching here.
Brilliant. One of the best. Epic.
It will go down as one of the greatest Wimbledon matches ever. Steve Futterman, CBS News at Wimbledon.
Amazon's Prime Day event is underway where the retailer touts big sales and free shipping. Tech analyst Larry Magid.
There are some great deals, but don't assume that everything is at its lowest possible price. It may still pay to shop around. And watch for scams, email messages that appear to be from Amazon, but really aren't.
Some Amazon workers in Minnesota have timed a walkout to coincide with Prime Day. They've complained about working conditions. The truth about dogs can be found in this report from CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
For dog psychology expert Lori May Walden, there's no doubt that your dog probably loves you more than he loves himself.
They sense what's going on with us.
May Walden says a dog has the ability to exhibit unconditional love, something people may have difficulty doing.
They can look straight into your soul. When I look into their eyes, you know they're just looking at you saying, love me, because I'm going to love you.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Well, over the weekend, the Humane Society in Maui got a visit from a famous human, Oprah. She came by to thank them for helping evacuate more than 200 animals during a wildfire last week on the Hawaiian island where she is a part-time resident. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.